وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human beings from the perspective of the Quran and from Islamic scope. Let's begin with the verse from chapter 76, verse 4. Allah says, "Inna hadaynahu sabila imma shakiran wa imma kafura." We have created him and we guided him, then he is either thankful or ungrateful. Now, bear with me here. The creatures that constitute our world are divided into two groups: animate and inanimate. Inanimate creatures such as water, fire, stones and soil, mountains and so on, do not play any role in building and development of themselves. They merely originate and grow under the influence of external factors. They do not engage themselves in activities of any sort so as to improve their existence, for example. Conversely, living creatures like plants and animals and humans begins making specific efforts to preserve themselves from various difficulties, to absorb things on which they feed and to reproduce. Plants, for example, observe materials for making food from the soil and the earth through certain natural capabilities. They grow on the food, secure their future life, and manage their possible reproduction. Animals too possess these innate powers in addition to some initiative means, which are the five extra senses given to them and the previously mentioned desires and wishes, through which they save themselves when engaged and assure their individual growth as well as the survival of their own species. As to human beings, human beings possess all natural and initiative faculties shared by plants and animals, and in addition, they have certain distinctly human powers, the most important one being the extraordinary power of reasoning, which is, to a great extent, paves the way for the building up of their own desired future, which animals do not have. So human being, the group of human beings, engage themselves in the performance of more effective, extended role as to spontaneously shape their own faith. The role is fulfilled consciously. With free will, of course, human beings decide about their own future according to their intellect and providence. And basically, this is what separates the human from non-human, be it animal, plants, or inanimate objects, is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the intellect. I mean, we said reasoning. Reasoning itself, it comes from intellect. Intellect itself is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It needs to be used. Intellect. Animals do not possess intellect. Plants do not possess intellect. Inanimate objects do not possess intellect either. Only we do that. Now, not to say that they don't have innate, these creatures, be it animal or plants, because they do. They have pre-programming. We have free will, meaning that we can create We can think. We have the power of thought. We have wishes and desires, and we move on based on that. We grow even much more than other groups, be it animals or plants. So Allah says you are more superior. We'll leave it at this note, but let's take a quick break and we come back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we're talking about a human consciousness and the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us superior to other objects and inanimates and inmates and what have you. We have reason and intellect. Unless we start to use that reason and intellect, we push ourselves back to the other groups, either the groups of animals or inmates completely. And that's why sometimes when we see someone being vicious, being oppressive, being, you know, violent towards his other human creatures or other human beings, we sometimes assign an animal name to him, or we call him an animal. And we do that not to just to insult him, but rather to say, well, he shares similarities with them. And such notion we find that in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives example of people becoming like a dog. مَثَلَهُ كَالْكَلْبِ. His example of that of a dog. إِن تَتْرُكُهُ يَلْهَثْ وَأَن تَحْمَلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ. Whether you leave him or you chase him, the dog is always out of breath. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talks about, for example, some of the rabbis of the Jews who do not use their knowledge, Allah says, كَالْحِمَارُ يَحْمَلُ أَسْفَارًا. They are like donkeys or mules. They carry books, but they have no idea what's in these books. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that time and time over, even in terms of voices, those who yell and scream and their voice is too loud. He says the worst of sound is the sound of donkeys. He compared this sound to the sound of donkeys. Ankar al-aswat la-sawt al-hamir. So Allah uses these paraphrases, compares man to animals, and he draws the relationship and the link between them based on the fact that they share similarities. Allah wants me and you to rise above that. Inna hadaynahu sabil. We have shown him, we have guided him. But then it is his choice to become shakiran, that he's thankful. Thankful in the sense he becomes self-aware. He becomes conscious. He acts accordingly. He does what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from him. He becomes aware of his fellow human beings. He comes to their need. He comes to their help. He comes to their aid. If not, then kafura. Then obviously whatever we have given him, whatever we have shown him, whatever guidance we have, you know, put him on, he will reject. He has neglected. Why? Because he decided to be like an animal. He did not want to grow. He did not want to use his senses. He did not want to use his logic. Obviously, therefore, we have nothing to do with him. He crosses from the human kingdom or the human group, and he jumps into the animal group. And if he becomes worse than animals, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, بَلْ أَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا. They are even worse than animals. He becomes an inanimate object. Him and a stone, no difference. Actually, a stone could be beneficial, but he couldn't. We need to be self-conscious, self-aware. We will continue in other episodes. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله اللهم صل على محمد وآله